If I were to come to your house, would I find any evidence of your faith? Maybe, maybe not. Our walls and what we fill our homes with can say quite a bit about what we value, what we believe, and what we love. Think of all the spaces you've either walked into, stayed at, or even what you may have seen online in magazines or on TV. The sky's the limit, and creativity and uniqueness abounds when it comes to what we hang on our walls, our throw pillows, and so much more. I'm fascinated with how people decorate their homes and the things they intentionally choose to fill their space and make it their own. We want it to reflect who we are in a way. While we may put a high priority on decorating and redecorating our homes, does any of it speak truth over our children? Does anything around us speak life and truth to those we may welcome in? My front doormat says this house runs on coffee and Jesus, but is that enough? Christian author and blogger Barbara Rainey believes as Jesus transforms our lives, our homes should also be transformed as well. She does this beautifully and has encouraged thousands of women over the years to do the same. It doesn't necessarily mean hitting the Christian home decor aisle and replacing everything with something that has a scripture on it, but it does mean being intentional about what we fill our home with. We are called to practice hospitality. 1 Peter 4:9 tells us to offer hospitality without grumbling. For you hospitality queens, it comes a bit easier. You are beautifully gifted, and I applaud you. Some of us aren't so gifted in that way, but we are all called to it. As we practice hospitality, what we have written on our walls can declare what we have in our hearts. The children of Israel were instructed to do just that. Write God's commands all around you for the purpose of not forgetting them. Deuteronomy 6:5. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. The law had been given and the covenant established to the previous generation, the Exodus generation, who wandered in the wilderness. A new generation was now emerging to step into God's promised land. But Moses knew they needed to remember God's commandments, live by them, and devote themselves to it. If you want to remember something, what do? I usually write it on a post-it note. My oldest daughter will sometimes take notes on her hand of things she needs to remember. We post and save inspirational quotes and phrases on a daily basis. Why? Because we're encouraged and we need to be reminded of what matters and what step we need to take next. Now listen, I'm not saying go on a shopping spree and replace everything in your home, but I am encouraging us to look back at what we may need to remember, which is how God wants us to live this life. He spelled it out clearly in the Ten Commandments. Jesus then summarizes it beautifully in Matthew 22 when asked, "What is the greatest commandment in the law?" To which he replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." We could all benefit from having those words written on the walls of our home to remind us daily what's most important. That's the truth. Look around your home today and maybe take a step toward filling your home with truth, writing it on your walls, and letting your faith come out a bit more in what surrounds you. Hey, it doesn't have to be expensive. It could be a post-it note, but I promise your faith will grow as a result, and as you practice hospitality, others will see it too. I'm Lori Klein.